Tonight's daf is daf Yud Beis. So we got to the very bottom, or Ezra got to the bottom. You guys got to the bottom. Yud Aleph from Beis. Amr of Chista. If Chista says, going on to Yud Beis, Amr Aleph now. Hal Damris, that which we said, Misanin L'Shaos, that there's such a concept of fasting for hours, not a full day, but just a few hours works. Hu Shalot Tom Klum Ad Ha'erif, and it means that you didn't taste anything until evening, meaning you fasted a full day. That's what Misanin L'Shaos means. So it means fasting a full day. The Gemara says, that's not Tainis L'Shaos. That's a full tainus if you fast the entire day till the evening. So what it means is, no, what does that mean? You change your mind. Change your mind from what? So if you look at Rashi around 10 narrow lines down, you didn't have in mind to fast. It was a very busy day at work, learning. You didn't have a chance to have any breakfast. And then it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you didn't taste anything. So half the day passes, you haven't eaten anything. Since I already fasted till midday, I'll fast the rest of the day. So that's what it means, tainus l'shaos, where you only decide halfway through your tainus that you wanted to make this into a tainus. That works. Now, it's not as high a level as a full tainus that you accepted from the day beforehand, but it still works as a concept of tainus l'shaos. Amar Rav Chisda called tainus shiloshaka lav chama lav shmei tainus. Any fast day that it did not continue, did not end when the sun set, so then that's not considered tainus. Now this is very relevant when there's a tainus that goes into a Shabbos or Yom Tov. When is that? So every Pesach, Erev Seder Teves, it falls out on Friday. Seder Teves, when does it end? Can you accept Shabbos earlier and Yom Tov and the tainus or not? Do you have to wait until Shkia? That's a big discussion. There's a whole sugi on that. What about if you fast? Most people don't fast, but it happens once in a while. People fast Erev Pesach and Tainus Becharos. Person might have to fast. So do you have to fast until Mamish Shkia? Or could you end it earlier? So a tainus is not considered a tainus unless it's their Shkia. So Gemara says, Mesivei, Anche Mishmar. Anche Mishmar, Rashi says, who are Anche Mishmar? The Kohanim Levim, Ha'ovdim Misanin, those who are working in the base of Migdash. The Kohanim would do the Avoda. What would the Levim be doing? Singing. What else? Opening the gates. So they're doing one of those. So they're busy. They're called Anche Mishmar. They're taking their post. And they're Misanin. They'd fast. They wouldn't complete the day. Now there's a Mishnah from later on that we see that on a fast day that there might be a tainus for the Geshamim. Even the Anche Mishmar would fast, but they wouldn't complete the day. So if that's not a tainus then. If not completing the day, we just said above that Rav Chisda holds you have to complete the day. So you see that they're fasting without completing the day. The Gemara says, no, hasam l'tzur nafshi ba'almahu. The Anche Mishmar actually don't have to fast, but they're just fasting a little bit just to be mitzar with the rest of the tzibur, but not really medina, real tainus. So real tainus does need a full day fast. Tashma the Gemara brings a raya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok, ani b'nei banav shel sinav ben Binyamin. I'm from the family of Binyamin. Upam achas chal tisha b'av liyos b'shabbos. One time, tisha b'av fell out on Shabbos, I think like this coming year and last year as well. Ended up being a nidcha, so we celebrated, commemorated tisha b'av on the Sunday, which is the 10th of Av. And the achinu l'achas Shabbos, right, they pushed it off a day till Sunday. So they had a 10th of Av that year, they fasted. We fasted that day also, but we didn't complete the day. Why? This was a Yom Tov for them. Why was this a Yom Tov? So this is a real long Rashi here. This is anyone who was here the first night of Pesach. I discussed a little bit about the day a person brings a carbon and becomes a Yom Tov for them. Erev Pesach, you bring a carbon Pesach, it becomes a Yom Tov. So this is another example that the day they would actually bring, the 10th of Av, was their day that they would dedicate Eitzim, the firewood, to the base of Mikdash. It was viewed as some level of a carbon. So it was a Yom Tov for their entire family. So now that year, that Tisha B'Av was being kept on Sunday, the 10th of Av, it was their personal Yom Tov, their family Yom Tov. So they didn't complete the day. So we see that you could still have a tainus without finishing the day, without Shkia. Gemara says, no, there too. Hasam Nami Litzuri Mendavshi Ba'almahu. They didn't really have to fast. Their Yom Tov was able to oker the tainus for them. So the only reason why they fasted in the morning was just simply to be mitzar with the rest of the tzibur, but there's no real din of tainus. Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, b'tainus, ad shevo lebesi. I'm going to keep a tainus until I get to my house. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, first wide line down. Pamim, many times, Rabbi Yochanan, shaya omer, b'tainus, ad shevo lebesi. He would say, I'm going to be in a tainus until I get home, which was before Shkia, l'chara. Whatever time of day he'd eat it. It's called a fast day. So how is that called a fast day if he only fasted for a couple of hours. Says the Gemara, Hasam l'shmutei nafshe mi bein nesiyah hu David. He did this in simply to avoid eating the bein nesiyah in the house of the nasi. Rashi explains l'shmutei nafshe mi bein nesiyah delo l'chichuhu l'mecha b'hadayu. He didn't want to be matriach the beis nasi to feed him. Sheyam avakish heimanu l'shiyocha imo. They wanted him to stay and eat with him. Hayo omer kein shlo yachichenu l'achol imo. He said, I'm fasting. He wasn't lying because he was fasting. He took upon himself a small fast for the next few hours until he gets home. But that wasn't considered a full fast, and a real tainus requires it to go until Shkia. Halfway down the page now, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, kol tainus shelo kiba lav mibod yom, lav shmei tainus. Anybody who does not accept a tainus from the day before is not considered a tainus. So it's actually brought down the halach. If you look in your Sidurim, in Elokai Netzor, there's a little yihiratzon that one accepts upon themselves the day before fast, the person is advised to say. Now, even if it comes to a tainus tzibur, like Tisha B'Av, maybe Tisha B'Av probably doesn't need it, but Shabbat Sabbatabas and Aser B'Tavis and Tzom Gedalia, they all require, maybe Tzom Gedalia might be a little bit different because of Rosh Hashanah, but you're supposed to accept upon yourself, ideally, in a kind of Torah, the mincha prior to a tainus, to say this Yihiratzon as you find in the Sidurim.
So okay. Different than the beginning of the Daf when we said that if you don't, that the
Tana Shah is... This is explaining how you accept it.
Okay.
So how you accept it. So, you know, the guy just didn't wake up in the morning, he had to... It's Tainus L'Shalos when you decide the day of. That's considered Tainus L'Shalos. Even if you decide in the morning.
You have to accept upon you the fast. Isn't the fast the accepting?
So that's the... What do you mean? The fact that everyone keeps, let's say, Asar B'Teves, that might be enough of an implicit Kabbalah on behalf of everybody, since we all keep the Halacha. So even though we didn't actually articulate the Mincha beforehand, that might be automatic for us. But it's still advised by the Poskim to say it anyways beforehand, even though it's a widely accepted. Was that your question, or...?
Yes.
So yeah, so you don't have to. It's not ma'akev, but...
Well, I'm saying here it says, kol tainus shelo kiba lav mibod yom, lav shmei tainus. It's not a tainus.
Right.
At the beginning we said there is you could decide to know.
Oh, that's what you're saying. So I think you're saying it's not considered a full-fledged tainus. There's a concept of tainus l'shalos, but that's not a real tainus. A bona fide tainus has to be mekabel mibod yom. So Gemara says, vi yosef mai. So let's say the guy has a fast anyways, and there's no kabbalah. He doesn't accept upon himself the tainus at all. Is it going to be effective or not? So I'm a rabbi, Barshila, dummy, limefucha, demalia zeka. It's like filling up some type of container with air. What do they have? Good English translation for this?
A bag
could be a bag. A bag of air. It's nothing. It's like empty. Your stomach is now hollow, no food in it. It's filled up with air, oxygen, because you didn't eat all day. It's nothing. Nothing has been accomplished. So you need a Kabbalah. Now, again, Tainus L'Shalos, there was a Kabbalah during the day, you made a Kabbalah. On that day itself, there was a Kabbalah. But if a guy just goes through the entire day without fat, without eating, that doesn't qualify as a Tainus. So Gemara wants to know now, Emas Makpil Le. So when exactly do you, so Mibod Yom, when on the Erev of Tainus do you accept it? So Rav Amar B'Mincha, Ushma Amar B'Tfilas Mincha. Rav says during the Mincha time, in the afternoon, but not during the Davening, you could just be, Rashi says, B'Mincha, Bizman mincha vafilu b'shuk. You could be walking in the shuk and say, I'm taking upon myself a tainus tomorrow. That's enough. But according to Shmuel, Amar b'tfilas mincha dafka, during the tefillah, like I said before, Rashi says at the end, b'sofa tosefas ritzoi v'tachnunim, the Elokai Netzor that we say, ad she'omer hareini machar b'tainus. That's all you have to say. Now, if you look in the Sidurim, that's a little bit longer text than that, but according to Rashi, all you need to say is, hareini machar b'tainus, those three words, and that is the acceptance of a tainus the next day. So Amar Rav Yosef says, Kavasa de Shmuel Mestavra. Shmuel makes more sense, that is Tefilas Mincha, why? The Chsiv of Megillas Tainus, we already were introduced a couple times to Megillas Tainus, that was that long scroll list of different days that you're not allowed to fast on, not allowed to eulogize, there are certain Yom Tovim that were created in this Megillas Tainus. So it says in Megillas Tainus, Kol Inish Daisei Alayu Mekademes Dana Yeser. So let's say a person had accepted upon himself a certain tainus. So let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, "Kedichsev b'megillas tainus." The sof yamim tovim haksuv b'megillas tainus. After listing all the different yamim tovim that have been created in this megillas tainus, we're not referring to yamim tovim of the Torah. These are other yamim tovim that Chachamim created. We don't have them anymore. So at the end of it, after this whole list, it's ksiv but written mekdemes dana yasar. What does that mean? Because Le'el Mine, earlier it said, Tani Eilin Yomi, the following days, Di Lo Lisanin Bahen, the following days you cannot fast on. Lahen, Kol Inish Daisei Alayu Tainus Min Kadames Dana, But a person, let's say, accepted upon himself a fast earlier, lifnei eli yom tovim, before these days came, could go and shekibah lav asara tainios or asur menichsu elu hayam behem. Let's say a guy says, you know, they know the calendar, how the calendar looked, because each month it would depend when the new moon would be seen by the Edom. So at the beginning of the year, I say, I'm accepting upon myself, the next 20 Thursdays I'm taking upon myself as a fast day. So let's say, it turns out one of those fast days is one of these Yom Tovim that are listed as Megillas Tainus. So then I'm allowed to fast because my Kabbalah of the Tainus preempted when the Yom Tov fell out. Because they didn't know the calendar just yet. It came each month was the calendar was created. So anyways, the Lashon, the text that's used in the Megillas Tainus says, again, let's read back in the Gemara, last narrow line, Kol Inish Daisa Alayu Mekademes Dana Yesar. Yeser means what? My love, Yeser Asma Betzile, that he asserted himself, Yeser, in davening. So I'm not exactly sure how they tie it in English. The way I think it's understood is, Yasser that a tefillah, by him saying in tefillah, that asser, the tefillah was asser on him. I mean, did the person take the iser upon himself, or is it something assered him, something external assered him, created this tightness? So Yasser Yud Yud Samech Resh is when something else asked him, meaning the tefillah that he said during tefillah, created the iser upon him. So we see from this text here that the tefillah, you're supposed to accept it in tefillah, and that's a support for Shmuel. Gemara says, lo, not true. Ye asar with an aleph atzmo, he asers himself, not that there's a tefillah that's asering him, he created the iser on his own even when he's walking in the shuk, and therefore there is no raya from the Megillas Tainus, whether it's like Rav or whether it's like Shmuel. Gemara says, pligi baha. This machlokis is also argued by Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Berebi. Chad amar yasser with a yud, which means that the tefillah is going to create the iser on you, and chad amar yasser, he's going to create the iser on his own, even outside the context of a tefillah. Man damar yasser, the one who says with a yud, kedamrinan, leman, so that's the support we said above, that's the text we found in Megillas Tainus. If you look in the text, it says yud yud. But Laman Damar Yasser with an Aleph Mahi, what's the source? Okay, we tried changing the gears above, but is there a real clear text that says Yasser with an Aleph to support the opinion of Rav? So the Gemara says, yes, the Tsani, the Zabraisa that teaches us, but Megillas Tainus, a different presentation of this, Kol Inish Daisei Alayah B'Kadimah Estama Yasser. So again, there's another text, two different texts of what it was written in Megillas Tainus. One says with a Yud, one says with an Aleph. And the Gemara just continues to quote the Braisa in its entirety. Ketzad, how does this work? A yachid shekibah lav sheni v'chamishi shekol hashana. Guy says, shana kula, I'm going to fast every Monday, Thursday for the entire year. V'ira b'yam yamim tovim aksum Megillas Tainus. It happens to be one of these yamim tovim that are listed in Megillas Tainus falls out on one of these Mondays or Thursdays. Im nadru kodum l'gzeir asenu yaftu nidros gzeir asenu. If his neder preempted the gzera, which is gzera in a positive way, that they're decreed to create a yomtif, so then the nether is mevatel, this gzera for him, he doesn't have to keep the yomtif, he's allowed to fast. Vim gzera seinu kodemus lenidra, but if our gzera came before he accepted his nether, then tibatel gzera seinu as nidra, then the gzera is going to nullify his nether, and he's not allowed to fast on those days. Alright, that's a side point, but the ikka point is we have a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, should a person say this, can he say it just any time in the afternoon? Or dafka b'tfilas mincha, we pass like Shmuel says the Mesaras HaShas, that's how the Ramam and Amishpat and Ramam and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, during tfilas mincha is when a person should be makabel upon himself, the tainus. Okay. Gemara says now the last few lines of the Yomit. Tana Rabbanan. Ad masai ocha v'shoseh. Up until what point are you allowed to eat? In other words, when does the fast begin? So the Gemara says, ad shial adam ha-shachar, divi Rabbi, that once Amin HaShachar comes, then you can no longer eat. But Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Amar ad Karz Gever. What's Karz Gever mean? Says Rashi, on the bottom here, all the way down to the bottom here, you see that? Four lines up. Ad Karz Gever. Afilu pam rishona kamar. Midikamar gava yotze yechidi belayla b'sei de yuma. Okay, another point there. But when the rooster crows or whatever it makes the noise and wakes you up, that point is when it's already usher to eat. So that's the machlokis here. So Gemara says now, Amar bye bye. Says,
later.
Sorry?
Hmm? Earlier or later?
I believe it's earlier. I believe so. Did they say which one this is? Let's see. Earlier, right? They say how much earlier? I don't know. I stayed in Chevron a couple years ago for Shabbos there. They were waking up very, very early. Very early.
4 hours after Chatzos.
4 hours after Chatzos.
After Chatzos?
Uh-huh. So, yeah. And what's the earliest Amuna Shachar could be? Probably not that early. 4 a.m. It seems a bit early.
It's much earlier.
Uh-huh.
Threes.
What's Amuna Shachar did it say?
24.
Close, okay. Now, but later on in the year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Gemara now says, Amar Abai, Abai says, Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Gamar Sudaso. It's only true if he didn't finish eating. Aval Gamar Sudaso, I skipped this. Aval Gamar Sudaso, Eino Ochel, but let's say at nighttime already, he finishes his last meal, he finishes dinner, so then already at that point, it's Asur to eat throughout the entire night. So it's only if a person continues to eat throughout the night, that's his dinner, it's a very long dinner throughout the night, then he has to stop by either Karz Gever or Amud HaShachar. Eisivei Rava asks on Abaye, Gamar v'amud harayta ochel. He quotes a brisa that says, if a person finishes eating, and then he gets up, he's allowed to still eat. So we see, finishing the dinner does not end your tainus. That does not begin the tainus, rather. Whereas the Hasam Kishol Silek, no, that's talking about a case where he never removed the table. He was eating dinner, he left the food out, went to watch a basketball game, went to go out and learn, came back, the food was still there. That's all part of his long meal. But if a guy, mamash, cleaned up his table, puts away his dishes, then even though it's 9 o'clock at night, the dinner's over, he cannot eat at all until the next evening. The fast already has begun at that point. That's the first version of this discussion. But then Nikodami, the Gemara says, alternatively, they have another way this case was presented, is that Amar Rava says, Lo shanu ela kichilo yashan, aval yashan einu yochel. It's only true that you're allowed to eat until the morning, until either Amud HaShachar or Karz Gever, if you're awake. But once a person goes to sleep, according to this Igadamri, that's the point a person can no longer eat. Eisvei, this time Abai asks on Rava, Yashen va'amad ha'reza ocha, the Bryce says, if you go to sleep and you wake up in the middle of the night or early in the morning, before the Zmanim, you're actually allowed to eat. So the Gemara says, no, hasam b'misnamnim. When the Gemara talks about falling asleep and waking up, that you're allowed to eat, it's talking about when a guy is kind of dozing off. What does that mean? Hechidami misnamnim. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, this definition of misnamnim comes up a number of places in Shas. Ravashi says, what it means is, nim velo nim, tir velo tir. Nim means he's kind of asleep, but kind of not. And tir means he's kind of awake, kind of not awake. He's somewhere in the middle. He's dozing off. How do you know? Dekari lei v'ani. You call his name, he answers. He'll respond to you, give you an answer. V'lo yada ha'durei svara, but he can't give you an explanation, can't give you a svara. He'll tell you the right answer. You ask him, where do you live? So he tells you the address, but he doesn't know how to tell you how to get to his house, let's say. So v'chimatchar lo midacher, but when you wake up in the morning, he knows, he remembers that conversation that you guys had that evening. So that's the definition of misnamnim. So when the Brisa says a guy falls asleep and he wakes up, he could eat, that's talking about when he was misnamnim, he was dozing off on the couch a little bit. Thank you very much. But, and that's when it's asur. But when a person mamish, so that's when your person's rather allowed to continue to eating when he wakes up from that type of sleep. But if he mamish falls asleep and for the night, then when he wakes up, he's not allowed to. Now this is all true when a person didn't make such a tanai. If a person makes a tanai that he's going to have dinner and wake up early in the morning in order to have breakfast before the fast begins, then that's certainly going to be allowed. Baruch Ata Adonai Melech Hamashiach Kol Ne'eved V'ra.
Amen.
The Gemara now says, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Three lines down. Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, Amar Rav, Yachid Shekiba Alav, Tainis Aser Benil Sasandel. Person takes upon himself a personal fast day. He's not allowed to wear leather shoes. Chayshin and Shema, Tainis Tzibur Kiba Alav. Perhaps he took upon himself a Tainis Tzibur. Now even though a Tainis Yachid is a personal Tainis, but he may have taken upon himself a Tainis that has the same stringencies as a Tainis Tzibur, that you could do. So he didn't specify. If the guy specified Tainis Yachid, I want to take upon myself, so then he's allowed to wear it in the sandal. But if he just stam said a Tainis, then there's a concern. You see, Rashi says that. Rashi says, Yachid, shekubi alav Tainis stam, ve'ni odea, eiz a Tainis kiba alav, im shal Yachid, im shal Tzibur. So then we say to usher to wear nilas sandal, usher to wear leather shoes, rather, because he maybe took upon himself a Tainis Tzibur. Now, not every Tainis Tzibur, by the way, requires taking off the shoes, as we know. Aser B'Tavis doesn't, Shavas Aser B'Tamas doesn't, only two of them do. But we're not sure which Tainis Tzibur did he take upon himself, so therefore we're choshesh, he shouldn't wear shoes, leather shoes. So Gemara says, Heichi Lavid, so what should he do? So what's the problem, what should he do? So Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila Lema Hachi. So what, in order to remove a person from such a suffix, Lema Lamachar Aha Lefanecha B'Tainis Yachir. You should say, I'm going to be accepting upon myself a Tainis Yachid tomorrow. And that's what you'll find in the Nusach on the Arch Girls on Mincha time. So Amri Le Rabbanan Le Rav Sheshes, they say to Rav Sheshes, Hakachadina Rabbanan, Dimasaino Masnayo, Vashla Beitanisa. So we saw certain Chachamim on a Tain Sibur that were actually wearing shoes on a Tain Sibur. And they came to the place where we were davening, of the Tainis. Ikpud. So Rav Sheshi got very upset. And Amar Lahu, he says to the Rabbanan, Dilma Michanami Achal. So maybe they even were eating also. If they're wearing leather shoes, they're probably eating as well. So therefore we see that Tainis Sibur person shouldn't be wearing shoes. Abai Virava Maile Vikimasaima Afante. What would they do? Well, they would wear shoes, but they wear shoes that wouldn't have a full shoe. How do they define a fanta? They had no sole. It was empty. It looked like a shoe, but it wasn't really a shoe. Okay. So mar zutra mechafli diamina lesmola lesmola diamina. They would switch the right to the left and the left to the right foot. That's how they would be mekayim this din of not wearing shoes properly on a tiny sibur. Rabbanan debay ravashi nafke kirchayu. They would walk out regularly on a tiny sibur. They wouldn't think there's such a din of this, because why? Kiha damer Shmuel has this klal, ain tainis sibur bebavel ela Tisha B'av bevad. The only tainis sibur that exists is Tisha B'av, and therefore there's no concern by any of the other tainios. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo ve'adam taniso u'koreya. Person can borrow a tainis, if you will, and pay it back another time. So what does that mean? So it says the Gemara, ki amrisa kamid Shmuel. I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, he said to me, V'chi neder kibalai, he accepted upon himself a neder, v'losagi d'lo mashalim, l'tur nafshi kabalai, just it took upon himself to be mitzar himself. Rashi says, l'tzurei ba'alma, imatzi mitzar nafshi, v'lo lo yehe elo achrina. It's yom achrina. So he says, of course, a guy took upon himself, it wasn't a real neder, he wanted to be mitzar himself, to go through some pain and some level of kapara. So it's pashut. Just like, if he can't do it today, so he'll take tzar upon himself a different day. So the Gemara says, Ikadami, others say, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, lo ve'adam taniso pareya, a person could borrow tainis and pay back another day. And ki amrisa kami de Shmuel, when this was said in front of Shmuel, Amar Pshita, of course, it's very obvious. Lo yehe el neder, it's only like a neder. Now this version, he actually thought it was a neder. So a neder, mi lo matzi bai l'shlumeyu meza l'machar l'yom yachrina. Just like any other neder, if I can't fulfill the neder today, so I'll fulfill the neder another day. So there seems to be a machlokas when a person takes upon himself a tainis, is this viewed as a neder or is it viewed as simply mitzar nafshe? Either way, both ikadamris agree that a person can make up tainis another day. And that's what we say when a person does, let's say, can't fast a certain day, it's advisable that there should be some other day during the year he should make it up. And you could choose even the shortest day of the year to make it up, but it should be made up ideally. Okay, Gemara says, Rav Yehoshua, Brei de Rav Idi, Ikle de Bei Rav Asi. One time he visited the house of Rav Asi. And Abdulo, Agla Tilsa, made him a very nice calf. One version of Rashi, maybe Gemara Shabbos, I don't remember exactly, means the third-born calf. It's apparently very, very juicy meat. So he made him a nice nice piece of meat. So Amrile, Lito Mar Mide. So they said to Rav Asi, please, rather they said to Rav Yeshua, please taste a little bit. Amrile, Betanisa Yasivnam, I'm keeping a tainis today. Amrile, so what? Lozif mar lifra, borrow the day, meaning take off the tainis and eat another day. But you have a great opportunity for a delicious steak. Eat the steak today, and you make up the tainis another day. So Gemara says, lo savar mar ha damar Rav Yehuda mar Rav lova adam taniso pareh. We don't eat so a couple of times. We don't you know? Don't you hold to the halacha that you're allowed to make up a tainis? So make it up and have this steak. Amrile, who says no, tainis chalam hu. I'm accepting. I had a bad dream last night. So I'm fasting today. It's a tainis cholam, so I'm fasting so that the dream shouldn't come true. And Amar Rabba bar Machsi, Amar Rav Chama bar Guri, Amar Rav Yofa tainis lecholam keish lunaras. That the so good is that tainis is so powerful, it's able to undo the dream like fire is to hay, to straw. So I have to fast. And furthermore, Rav Chis Amar Bobayom, that very day. So this concept of borrowing a tainis and making up doesn't work for a tainis chalom. It has to dafka be the day after the dream. And moreover, Amar Rav Yosef Vafilu b'Shabbos. If a person had a bad dream Friday night, even though it's aser to fast on Shabbos, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos to undo this bad dream. So that happens. If a person does fast on Shabbos, he did something wrong. He's missing out on Odig Shabbos. Mai tekante, what's the fix? What's the tshuva he could do for fasting on Shabbos? Liasev tanisa latini, so you have to set another fast for your fasting incorrectly on Shabbos. Fine. New Mishnah. Everyone's good? Okay, good. Only checked the score one time so far, I guess. Maybe get a second time in.
I actually did like 4 times.
Oh, boy. Says the Mishnah, Avru Eilu v'lo Nanu Beisdin goes in Shlosha Tainiyos HaHacheros HaTzibur. Let's say these fast days that we listed the past few Mishnayos, they fast. Still, they weren't answered. No rain came. So Beisdin goes there another 3 Tainiyos on the Tzibur. So that gives us a total of how many? We've had how many? Before we had 3 for the Yachid, and we had just 3 for the Tzibur, and this is the 3rd. This is the 9th round. No, this is. So these are 9 now. 3 for the Yachid, 3 for the Tzibur, and 3 for the Tzibur. So Gemara says, Ochlin, Vishosin, Mibod Yom. Now at this point, you have to eat and drink already, you have to stop Mibod Yom. This is already like a full day, like a Yom Kippur and a Tisha B'Av, a full 25 hour fast. Vasun, Vimlacha. All those different inuim that are asr on Yom Kippur and asr on Tisha B'Av are all going to be asr on these tibor, tiny tibor now. And more than that, we're closing up the bathhouses. Avru Elu, let's say these pass, velo nanu, and they're not answered, we're still not, there's no rain. Bezdin goes in Alen Od Sheva. Now another 7 are coming. Shein Yugimel Tanios Al Tzibur. That's a total of 13 on the Tzibur. There's 3 for the Yachid. Now 13 on the Tzibur. There's a lot of Tanios. Hare Elu Yiseiros Al Rishonos. Now these last 7 we're adding on are more stringent than the first ones. Shebe Elu, these Masrin Vinoal and Nesachanios. They would do, Masrin would be Machlokas later on. We'll see in the Mishnah, but they'd blow the shofar. Pashas is, they close up the stores. B'sheni, Matin, Machashecha, then they would open up a little bit, they lean and open the door a little bit. They wouldn't have a full opening of the stores, but they have to have some food to break the fast Monday night, so they'd open up a little bit towards evening to have what food. And B'chamishi, on the Thursday, Mutar Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, Thursday, they'd leave it open actually regularly, so people could go shopping at least for Shabbos. Avru Elu, now these tiniest pass, Velo Nanu, they're not answered. Then you start Mimatin, Mimasa, Mimatin, and you start to minimize the amount of a business person does. Bibinu, they'd minimize the buildings. Ubinatia, the Gemara is going to explain what type of binu, what type of natia, but you can build, you can implant, or at least minimizing everything. Be'erusin, Benesuin, B'sheas Shalom, Be'nadam Chavero, you would minimize the engagements and the marriages, and then you wouldn't greet each other. Kivnei Adam, a person who would do a greeting, you would do it. Kivnei Adam, Nahanazufin Lamakum, as if, let's say, you're passing a person in the street who's a Nazif, Nazifa, which is a Lashon of Chayrim, placed in the Chayrim. So you wouldn't really give him look him in the eyes. You give me a little head nod, maybe if you're nice, but that's the type of feeling it's going to be around the community every single day now. Hayachidim, then the individuals that we spoke about in the beginning for the first 3 tanios, then the yachidim would be chosen and masanin ad shiatsu nisan. Then they would continue to fast. Seems like every single day, perhaps. I'm not sure if it's Thursday and Mondays and Thursdays only, or every single day. What do they say here? There's no Rashi here. It says here, at least, Mondays and Thursdays, they would continue to fast until Nisan comes, because it would be too much to ask the Tzibur to continue to fast more than 13. Yatsa Nisan, V'yarduk Sham, let's say Nisan leaves, and then it finally rains after Nisan is all over. That's a terrible Simon Klava, a curse. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, hello, K'tiyachitim Hayom V'gomer. Okay, the Gemara now says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Kulu is behu tainig. I understand why all these things are also that we list in the Mishnah, because it all has a certain enjoyment. Rechitza, vesicha, tashish, amita, all of them have some type of tainug. So that's why it's asr on these tainus. Aval malacha, tsarhu. To have to go to work, to go work in the farm, to go sell things, that's a tsar. I don't want to go do that. So for me to get off from work, have a vacation day, that's actually a tainug. So they should make me dafka work on a tainus. So the Gemara says, it's a good question, but Amar Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Kora. The pasuk says, "Kitchu Tom Karu Atzeres Isvu Zakenim." Pasuk says that you're supposed to, the day is supposed to be somehow sanctified, like Atzeres. Well, Atzeres means to gather together, but the Gemara makes a drasha of this pasuk that appears in Yoel, Ki Atzeres. That has to be like Atzeres. What do you mean, like Atzeres? Ma Atzeres, just like Atzeres, which refers to Shavuos usually. Aser Basias Malacha, you can't do work on Shavuos, obviously. Tainus Aser Basias Malacha, so too, because of this Hekesh, you cannot do Malacha on Tainus. Not because it's Tainug, because it's a Gzeres HaKasuf. Now, Ima Ateres Me'ursa, if Shavuos, the nighttime, already at nighttime, there's an Isser Malacha, Av Tainus Na'im Me'ursa. So then that's the case, then the Isser Malacha should even exist on the Tainus, even from evening. So Gemara says, no, I think that was a question, right? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, the Didima Farshili, it was explained to me, Mina, the Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, also, Isfu Zakenim. So also that this Tzom has to be, Dumya has to be similar to Dasifas Zakenim, a gathering of elders. What does that mean? Masifas Zakenim Bayom, Af Tzom Nami Bayom. So when you gather Zakenim together, that's only Bayom, so too the Tzom has to be Bayom. So Tzom is connected to Tasifas Zakenim with respect to Bayom, but it's also connected to Atzeres with respect to the Isser Malacha. Gemara says, Ema Mitihara. What does Mitihara mean? Maybe it means, anyone know what Tihara means?
Midday,
right? We have the Lashon Tihara. Remember which Gemara that is? Gemara in Yuma talks about the Tihara, the midpoint of the Mizbeach HaKedoros. Fine. So Tihara means midday. Maybe it should start from midday. That's when which they're suggesting what should start at midday? The Isra Malacha? The Isra was the Kenim? Isra Malacha, I think, no? Is it? It's Kenim, it says, yeah? That's what you have there? Okay, let's see. Both of them, you're saying. So let's see. Maybe it should be from midday, just like I see if it's the Kenim or midday. So too, the Isra Malacha should be midday also, I think, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Asiva Zakenim, that the just like Asiva Zakenim takes place midday, they have no place to go. So they have the gathering midday. So too, the Isra Malacha should begin only midday, but the morning Isra Malacha should be permitted. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shisha, Bray, Dirav, Idi, Messiah, Leila, Rav Huna. This supports Rav Huna. Damar Mitzafra, Kinufya. From the morning time is when you're supposed to gather. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Do Amar Mitzafra, Kinufya. The Yom Tainis Sibra Miskapsin Uban Lebes Knesset Minaboker. Ready in the morning time, they start gathering together. Hey Chavid, what do they do when they gather in the morning in the shul? Amar Bai says Mitzafrad Palga the Yoma from the morning until midday. Ma'ininan Bemili Demasa. They start doing a little bit of research, investigation, discussions about what can be done around the city. Rashi explained Ma'ininan Bemili Demasa Drishiv Chakir Levdok Maaseim. They're trying to figure out why there's no rain. Maybe some guy's stealing. So that's what they do the first half of the day, trying to do a cheshbon nefesh of the entire city. Mikan ve'ilach afternoon, Gemara says, Riva d'yoma, the next quarter of the day, the next few hours, Karina b'sifra of Atarasa. They read from the Sefer Torah, they read a Tainis Sibur Haftara. Mikan ve'ilach, the remaining quarter of the day, Ba'inan rachame they daven. Shenemar, how do we know this? What's the pasuk for this? The pasuk says, Vayakumu. Al Amram, by Kuba Sefer Taurus Hashem Elokehem, Revis Hayom, Revis Misvadim, Umushrachim Hashem Elokehem. So Pasuk says that it sounds like that the Kriya Sefer Torah would take place Revis Hayom, we'll call it the third quarter of the day, and then Misvadim, which is Lashon Tefillah, Vidoy, would be the final quarter of the day. What do you do for the first day? That must be the being Mim'ayin in the Mili. So this is the Pasuk that tells us what the schedule should be of such a tainus. So then we'll go to the top of Yud Gimel, we'll read a few lines down. Gemara says, Epechana, I would switch everything around. Really, maybe the first half of the day is when you should say, you should lane. That's when we lane here. We lane in the mornings. And then you should daven in the morning. And then the second half of the day is when you should really look into what's going on in the city. Who's stealing? Who's doing something wrong? Gemara says, Lo sakadaitech, I wouldn't have thought that. Dichsib, because the Pasuk says, His ve'elai yasvu kol chared bedivrei elokei Yisrael amal hagola. That, and the continuation of the Pasuk, which is important here, it says, Vani yoshe mishomim ad l'minchas ha'erif. So it says here, and then further, and I'll put this everything together, hopefully, and it's written further, Uv minchas erev kamti mitanisi v'afrasha chapai el Hashem Elokai. So the Pasuk says, if we look at Rashi's now, so these two psukim are found in Ezra, right next to each other. So Rashi says, Al mal hagola v'ani yoshe mishomim ad minchas erev uv minchas erev kamti mitanisi v'kari bigdi umali v'achora al birchai v'afrasha chapai el Hashem. That's the whole Pasuk, okay. So one more Rashi we'll read. Uminchas erev kamti alma bidach palga barachme ad panya. That means the other half of the day is when you daven until the evening. Michlal de palga kama maine b'mil demasa. Right. So this last pasuk says the minchas erev, the second half of the day, I got up from afrasa kapai, spreading my hands, which is birkas kohanim and all the davening that took place in the second half of the day. So that implies that the first half of the day is where they had all the gathering together to try to figure out what was going on in the city. Okay, we'll stop here, and then Mr. Shem, tomorrow night we'll get some halachas of mikvaos.